Hey ladies, welcome back to Time to Thrive. We're so excited that you're here with us today. So this episode, we are going to be talking about our biblical couple of the month, which is Mary and Joseph. We're going to be talking about how they displayed commitment in their relationship and all that they went through in their story. So I'm going to get started first, and we're going to read some scripture. The first scripture we're going to look at is Matthew 1:20-25, and it says, "But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated, 'God is with us.' When Joseph woke up, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, but did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus."
And then the other passage that we're going to read is Matthew 2, and then we're going to read 13-14, and then I might read some other ones, but I'll let you know what that other reference is there. But first, Matthew 2:13-14 says, "Now when he had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.' When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt." And then 19-20, we're going to go ahead and read those. It says, "Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and the mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead.'" So the first thing that we want to talk about is Joseph was a spiritual leader. So in that second little part that I had read, we see the angel of the Lord appearing to him in these two different times, and he tells Joseph, take the mother and the child, take Jesus, take your wife Mary, and you need to go to Egypt, you need to flee to Egypt because, you know, the king is trying to destroy Jesus, the baby. And what does it say he did? Both times it said, he arose, he took the child, and they did exactly what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. So he may have not had any clue on, I'm going to Egypt, I'm packing up my newly married wife, I'm packing up our baby, and we're going because the Lord told us to. So he was a leader, and Mary, you know, had to follow her husband as well. But that's the one thing that we see is Joseph, he was a spiritual leader and listened to the Lord, even though it may have, you know, seemed crazy of, all right, we're leaving, we're going because the Lord told us to do that.
Well, even in the first passage we read when the angel came to him the first time, when the angel told him that Mary was expecting, that he probably had some doubts, I would say. But even despite his doubt, he immediately obeyed. He didn't even question the angel.
Like, I think
that's a really good show of character to show his submission to God. And also, he had made a commitment to Mary, and even though he knew what kind of consequences they would face, he still obeyed.
Exactly. And think of the, I think we talked about this when we were studying or we were together planning this. Think about, you know, what people would think, what people thought. You know, they didn't have an angel come to them and tell them, oh, this is the real story, you know. So they had to not care really of what other people thought so much and obey the Lord more than, what are people going to say about me? And they didn't question. Yeah, exactly. And then we go into the second part of it about, now we're going to talk about Mary. Haley's going to read those verses, so I'll let you jump into that. I got to get there too.
Yeah. In Luke 2, verse 1-5, "In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Cyrenius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. When she gave birth to her firstborn son, she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Mm-hmm. I read a little extra then, verses 1 through 5. But we're going to talk about how Mary was committed to following her husband. But in that verse, it says when she was engaged to him, she still followed him when she didn't have to, because she wasn't married yet to him.
Exactly.
But it just shows like how committed she was to him, even though despite all the judgments they faced, all the harsh words they probably got from family members and friends in their village, that she had signed up for it, and she was willing to obey.
And she was young.
They were young.
I
think she was 15. 14, 15 is what usually happened in that culture.
Yeah. So they were young, probably scared. The definition of commitment, we talked about it in the last episode, but being dedicated to a cause, person, activity, or a pledge to do something in the future, and, you know, making certain decisions despite circumstances that happen. So ultimately, I'm sure when the angel came to Mary and was like, this is what's going to happen, she didn't question, just like her, who was it? Her cousin,
Elizabeth. And Zachariah.
Yeah, the story about Zachariah and Elizabeth. You know, when the angel came to Zachariah.
Yeah, he didn't believe the
exactly.
angel.
Exactly. And she could have done that as well. She could have been like, there's no way, this can't happen, I don't believe this, and could have done that same thing. Mm-hmm. But instead, she was, your will be done, Lord, and recognized, the Lord has found favor on me. I'm going to carry this out. I'm going to be committed to, God tells me this is the Son of God. This is who I'm going to, you know, give birth to, the Savior of our people, the Savior of the world. She may have not understood why it was her, may have not understood giving birth in, you know, a stable, but she understood that there was a greater purpose, no matter the circumstances, that she had to be committed not only to her husband, but committed to the cause of what God had called her to do.
And I think this is back in chapter 1 in Luke, but she does ask the angel questions like, how does this happen? And I think it's important to note that she didn't question as if like with like disbelief.
Yeah,
it was more she was curious and wondering like, how is this gonna happen?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's true.
So but it's just still really cool to see, because there's so many accounts in scripture where an angel will deliver a message and it's unbelievable news, and so many people face the consequences of their disbelief, but Mary and Joseph didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it shows their commitment to God in that.
Yeah. So the next point that we have is they care. I kind of already said this one. I knew it was in here and I forgot it was, and it was a point. So the point is they cared about what God thought about them and not what people would say. So we already talked and covered a little bit about that. But that was huge, you know, being young, all this. Yeah. Like having, new to marriage, new to having a child, new to, and I know the culture was very, very different back then, but I wonder if she ever was, you know, had this idea before she met Joseph, before she got married, you know, this idea of what my life's gonna look like.
Probably.
And I wonder, you know, when she has her baby, I wonder if she's like, I have a new plan. And I'm sure maybe there was times where it was like, wow, I don't know. I think it probably was really, really difficult with the whole, are people going to say?
They were human, so they still, they felt everything that we would think that they would feel.
Yeah, exactly. But she was committed to her son. I mean, you even see that at his death, you know,
she stayed with him.
Exactly. So she was a committed woman. I wish we knew so much more about her, but I mean, her son, Christ, I mean, that was, wow. That'll be a cool person when you get to heaven to be like.
I love the one scripture that says she pondered everything in her heart. But you can tell she took everything and thought about it and meditated on it.
Yeah.
And I think she was really able to reflect and see and really think that God had his hand over everything.
Absolutely.
She probably had no doubt that God had orchestrated it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll let you say the last point.
The last point is Mary was dedicated and devoted to following God's plan. And so we see that a little bit, too, with her obedience to God and his will and her devotion to Joseph. And then also just at the beginning with the angel, she could have told an angel, no, yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, I have this plan for my life. What are people going to say about me? Yeah. What are people going to, yeah. But I have a little application before we close on my part. I said, in the same way Mary and Joseph were committed to each other, even when the circumstances seemed to be out of the norm, we are to be devoted and committed to following God's plan for us and obeying Him no matter what. So it's an awesome example, being committed to the Lord, committed to God's plan, which is super applicable. I'm not married. I have a boyfriend. Haley's not married. But commitment, it's not just for, we are looking at, you know, commitment in couples and, you know, going into that. But if you may be like, well, I'm not married, I'm not in that situation, still being committed to what the Lord has called you to do, to one day, you know, submitting to your husband, to one day loving your husband, to one day being committed, already having that desire, I'm going to be committed to what the Lord's plan for me, even though I might not know it, all that has to do. So, yeah, it's really encouraging to see Mary and Joseph, especially with how young they were, being so committed to the Lord.
It's encouraging.
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
So that's all we have for you for this episode. But next week, tune in next week, we're going to be having our couple from our church that we're going to be interviewing. Should we tell them who it
is?
We're going to have our senior pastor, Pastor Dean, and his wife, Laura Jane. And we're going to ask them questions about their relationship and about commitment. And I'm very excited.
Yeah, we have a fun little game that we're doing.
I'm so excited. We're not going to give too much away, but you're really going to enjoy this episode. Yeah. So we hope that you join us. Like and subscribe. Share this with somebody. Check out all where you listen to podcasts. You can find the Time to Thrive podcast on all those platforms and even on our church website.
Yeah.
Also, if you haven't picked up a newsletter yet, go ahead and while you're here at the church, you can pick up a Come and See newsletter at either one of the entrances. And so there's some really cool things in there for you. So we will see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.